Lili Nishmas of Klenimus Kamish Benar Billy Melech. Shviz Parakei Mishnah Aleph. Benois Shuach. So these are like white figs. Shviz Shelahem. Shnia. Shein Oisus Lashaloshanim. Their Shviz was in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. One had to treat them Begadushas Shviz. In other words, after Shemitah was done, so the cycle would start again, and in the second year of that Shemitah cycle, the Benos Shuach, those white figged fruits, they had a din of Kedushas Shviyas. Why is that? Because, like the Mishnah says, Shein Oisus L'Shol Shonim, because they grow for 3 years. So the Rav explains, we know that by fruits, the Rav says we go after Chanata, which Chanata means when the fruit comes out, when it starts to come out. So if the fruits start coming out and budding in Shemitah, they have a din of Kedushas Shviyas. If they start budding in the sixth year, even if afterwards they grow later, it's not Kedusha Shviyas, because it didn't grow, it didn't bud, it didn't emerge in that year. So it depends really when the fruit comes out. Many learn that the simen of Chanata is when the flower petals fall off. That's when you know the fruit is emerging. Interestingly enough, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, he says that by Shviyas it always goes, even by fruits, it always goes after the same shear as Maisrus. But we're not going to get into that now. We're just going to go with the Sheet of the Rav. And what comes out here, the Yerushalmi brings, that it doesn't just mean that the tree itself produces fruits, that all these fruits are going to take 3 years. Yerushalmi explains that you can have on the same tree these white figs. You'd have some of them that were 1 year old, and you have certain branches that would that were carrying 2-year-old figs and 3-year-old figs. So what they would do to know the years of how old the fig was and how ripe it was, they would only be able to know it by tasting it. Obviously, you couldn't do that, and it wasn't so practical when we dealt with Shemitah. So Melech Shlomo brings Rabbeinu Yonah that they would tie different colored strings around the fruits to know which year. So they had some white strings, some black strings, some red strings, just to know the year of the fruit so one would know when they were ripe. Because like we said, you cannot destroy and take off Shemitah too early. So that's why you have to wait. But at the same time, now that it's its third year, it's still Shemitah because the fruit itself came out and emerged. The flower petals fell off of it during the Shemitah year, which was 3 years ago. And now it's in its third year during the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Har Parsos Shviyas Shelahan Moitzoi Shviyas Shein Oisin L'Shteishanim. So Yehuda says similarly, Parsos, so the Tfarso explains this is a type of fig that the main place you would find them growing is in Persia, in Paras, but they would take them, sometimes they would buy them and bring them to Eretz Yisrael and plant them there, and if they would grow there 2 years as well. So Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Amru lo, lo amru al benois shuach. They only said these halachas by benois shuach, because that's the Kabbalah that we learned. But these other figs that came from Paras, it could be true that they take 2 years to grow, but we don't have a Kabbalah like this. Therefore, you treat them, interesting, you treat them like vegetables, not like fruit, and vegetables go after Lakita, when they were plucked. So the Taisi Santav asks, what's the difference? There's a Kabbalah that only Benois Shuach takes 3 years, but who cares? By all trees, you should go after Chanata. You should go after when the fruit emerges. So if this happens to take 2 years to grow afterwards, then that's when you actually physically take it off of the tree, who cares? You still go after Chanata. Why do we treat it like a vegetable that you go after when it's plucked? So the Tferes Sol says over here, big chiddush, he says that of course, that if we would know that any fruit emerges and comes out and has its Chanata on Shviyas, it always has the dinim of Peris Shviyas, and it can't lose its status. Even a Parsos, even these figs that come from Persia. However, what the Mishnah is dealing with, the Tferes Sol says, is the other figs that are on the same tree. And he wants to say chiddush that even in the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda, that they're all talking about the other figs on the tree. So the Tanna Kamma, when the Tanna Kamma said earlier that it benois shuach, in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, the fruits of a din shviyas, he's referring to also the other fruits on the tree. Even if you make a simen, doesn't matter. There's a gzera that I guess they'd mix them up and stuff like that. So even the ones that are in their first year, and the Chanata was not on Shviyas, you have to give it a Kedusha Shviyas. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Parsos as well. So the Chum said, no, we only said this Gzeira by Benos Shuach. We didn't say the Gzeira of giving the din of Peir Shviyas by all the other fruits on the tree, only by Benos Shuach, but we did not say it on Parsos. But to answer the Taisi Santav's Kasha, but obviously if you knew that even by a Persian date that the Chanata happened during the Shemitah year, then it definitely has a Kedin of Kedusha Shviyas.